And joining me right now here on the phone line to talk all things Satellite High School football, he is their new head football coach, Knox Robinson. Coach, how you doing today?
Oh, doing great. I really appreciate you having me on with you this afternoon.
Well, I know you've been busy, so yeah, I appreciate coming on. Let's start with the obvious. How excited are you to be the new head football coach there for the Scorpions?
Oh, I'm extremely excited. You know, I've been on staff here the last couple of years and took over back in January, and it's been a seamless transition. You know, the kids know me, I know them. Gotten accustomed to all things, you know, Satellite, and member of the faculty here at school. Know a lot of the people in the community, and it's been great. I'm excited. I think this is a very uniquely special place to be the head football coach.
Okay, wait. I got to clarify something. So I said Scorpions, which is technically correct, but is it also the Scorps? That's my question.
So I think Scorps has a little sharper bite to it, but Scorpions, you know, we'll answer to it all.
Well, congratulations on getting the job. How did this happen? Because I know Ted Kimmy, who's a great friend, he did a great job. The whole coaching staff did. He steps away. Then what happened? Did you put your foot in the door? Like, hey, I want to be the coach? Like, what happened, man?
No, it was a, so Coach Kimmy, obviously tremendous success here in the last 2 years. It's kind of been with him. Not just coaching offense, but just kind of being his right-hand man. And, he's one of my best friends and almost mentors, you could say. And, so when he stepped down, I was called in by my administration and told that, I was the natural successor. And, I had no doubts about it. And within, that was a question in my mind. I was shocked about Coach Kimmy. I did not see it coming when he explained why. I fully understood it. But, I never had any doubts in my mind that, if given the opportunity to succeed him here, I would definitely want to do that.
What is your philosophy, then, on winning football and continue to win football there at Satellite then?
My philosophy, of course, we all want to win, our program's mantra of uncommon, we're continuing to build off that. And I challenge our players every day to be the uncommon man in a world full of common people. And at the end of the day, we're winning games is going to be a result of the process. And this year our schedule's tougher. We're replacing really good players. I'm never going to put our worth just solely on our win and loss record, number one. And I don't want to be frank about that. But, we're going to work hard. We're going to do things the right way. The wins are going to come off of that. I'm just a firm believer in that process. And, me taking over from Coach Kimmy, something I tell our players is, the standard is the standard. Great senior classes graduate. New ninth grade classes come in, and we've established a standard here, and that standard continues. And that standard is being an uncommon man in a common world, and that extends way beyond football. And so, I think in today's day and age, so much as there's so much has become kind of transactional and transient. And what we want to do here at Satellite, what we really want to hang our hat on is building an uncommon culture where being a part of a great high school experience is the experience. We want our players to leave here and look back and say, these were the best years of my life, and the friendships, the brotherhood, the playing and representing a community. Not every high school in Florida is named after a town. We are. Mm-hmm. We have an A-rated school. We have an amazing faculty. We have an amazing community support network. We have an amazing feeder program. People care about our football program, our school, and just everything here. The beauty of a place like Satellite is the stands get packed for a football game, but the parking lot's packed when there's an orchestra concert or there's a play being put on in the auditorium. As the football team that represents that community, we want to produce uncommon men that win, lose, or draw. this community can be proud of.
That's very well said. We're here with the new head football coach there at Satellite High School, Knox Robinson. Appreciate coming on. You know, the coaching staff last year had that saying, business is booming on the beach. Are you going to go Are you going to go with that, or are we going to come up with something new? That's the question I'm going to put you on the spot.
Well, you know, it's something that was something that was said a lot, and you know, business is booming on the beach, and you know, to be honest with you, it's been booming now for a couple of years, and maybe that's why I don't say it very much anymore.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I think it's at a point where. Maybe the novelties worn off of our success a little bit, and we're trying to get to a place where we expect to play competitive football. You know, we should expect to have kids get college opportunities and you know, and expect to you know, have high numbers in terms of our kids playing and you know, having success on the field. So you know, it's not that business is not booming anymore. I just don't feel like we have to convince everybody of it as much.
I like it, man. I really do. You guys are in spring practice right now. How's it going so far?
It's going really, really well. It's been an extremely, extremely successful, productive, and fun spring practice. We have our inter squad game tomorrow night. You know, we have a roster. We split our teams up into a red and white roster. You know, with close to 40 kids on each side. We've had 23 rising ninth graders come into our ninth grade only practices, and it's been a very fun spring practice. We have a really, really good senior class that I'm really, really proud of. But they're a smaller group. There's only 16 of them, but there's close to 40 sophomores in this program, and you know, that's kind of. You know, I'd say that a lot of questions coming in the spring were, you know, is this going to be a rebuilding year or is this a reloading year? And a lot of that has to do with the leadership of our senior class and knowing that we are going to be a younger team, but getting those guys up to speed. And we've got some sophomores that have really, really improved and grown up, you know, physically, with strength, with speed, and just kind of overall game experience, and very excited to see the progress that's been made this spring, especially with our younger guys. Not that we haven't had older guys looking really good at practice. We just expect returning starter seniors to be at their peak at this point. But the leadership from our senior class has been phenomenal. You know, I recently had a college coach come out to practice and say he's been watching spring practice in Florida for 7 years, and he saw one of the most energetic, intense, enthusiastic practices he's ever seen, with kids flying around, knowing where they're going, high level of organization, and said that, you know, he saw a group of seniors, you know, leading a team and watching young guys responding to those seniors, and just how cool that was. And of course, as a coach, you know, hearing something like that is like being a parent, having someone brag to you about your children. You know, it's hard to put a feeling on that, but when you have a Division I coach come watch practice and tell you how energetic, enthusiastic, and how much leadership you have on your team, it lights you up.
You were telling me this before we came on, where you were talking to some college coaches. How excited is that, exciting for the program, to have like Division I scouts, coaches on campus looking at your guys?
It's hard to put that into words, how awesome that is. You know, and you know, we're located in a good area. You know, there's a ton of talent here in Brevard County, and this is an area people are going to come to visit. I think what sets us apart here at Satellite is our kids and our academics. You know, and I want to make something clear though. The coaches are here for our players. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, I've had players, you know, on our own roster say things like, "Coach, thank you for what you're doing to help us, blah, blah." I will never take credit for what our kids are doing. And you know, right now I have 10 seniors with above a 3.5 GPA and over 1,000 SAT score. And on top of that, you know, all 10 of those guys are returning starters. Like, that's what our kids have done. That's why people are coming. And it's been from Ivy Leagues. It's been from University of Florida and Florida State University, Miami. I mean, it's been from the local big dogs to Ivy League schools, to Patriot League schools, to Pioneer League schools. high academic Division III schools, Wabash College. Today on my last lunch hour, it was Florida State, followed by Wabash College, followed by Kaiser University. And, Wabash is an elite academic institution. And, of course, we all know about Florida State. And, it's because of our seniors not just being good football players, not just winning games last year, but having those GPAs in the upper echelon level and having those test scores, and then being involved in the community and having community service hours. I mean, we have a great group of student athletes here at Satellite, and as long as we continue to do work during the school day as well as on the football field, we're going to continue having a lot of colleges come in to check these kids out.
That's really cool, man. We're here with the head football coach there at Satellite High School, Knox Robinson. All right, so I just want to clarify this. You guys have an inter-squad scrimmage tomorrow night. Is that open to the public if fans want to come out for that?
Yes, sir, absolutely. It's open to the public, inter-squad scrimmage tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, Satellite High School. We'll have a red team and a white team. Definitely encourage people to attend. And it will also be broadcast on Press Box Overtime, which is our former assistant principal, Doug Cook, who's also a former coach in this county, will be one of the broadcasters in that.
And then you guys, I know you added this. Are you taking on Holy Trinity next week, though?
Yes, sir. That's been a late addition. That was something that Coach Hooks contacted me right around the start of spring practice and asked if we wanted to come together with them and do almost more like more than just a traditional 48-minute game, more of a scrimmage-type format where we do different situations and work different things. And we're still ironing out the format of that, but it was an awesome idea that he had because, I think spring games, I don't really like playing a 48-minute game at the end of spring, but given the opportunity to get together, let our kids hit somebody else because they get tired of hitting each other, and work some different situations and make sure we can evaluate because we have close to 80 kids we'll be bringing over there next week, and we want to get them all on the field, after the conclusion of 4 weeks of spring practice. So that's something that we've gotten to work with Holy Trinity. It'll be next Thursday, 6 p.m. at their place.
Okay, Coach, what classes are you currently teaching right now at Satellite High School?
I am teaching world history and U.S. history. Today's a big day. All of my U.S. history students took their U.S. history in the course test. So I'm a busy man during the day. I love teaching history, though. It's exciting. And, we have great students here at Satellite. And it keeps me busy during the day, but it's a whole lot of fun.
What are we learning with U.S. history right now in the class? I need to know.
Well, we actually literally just wrapped up. We did a couple of review days for the EOC. The last thing we covered was getting into the new millennium. And now the EOC is over, I'm going to use the next 2 weeks of school to show them some of my favorite movies from U.S. history, I believe starting with Miracle, because the kids got really into the Cold War stuff this year. Huh. And I started telling them about the hockey team and defeating the Soviets, and they got really into that. So usually by the time we get to this point, it's Forrest Gump they want to watch. This year we got really into the Cold War, especially the later periods. And being here on the Space Coast, the kids start finding out about the history of Brevard in that era as well, and that's always pretty cool.
All right, I would like to come in after they watch Miracle. I will come in,
yes,
and be
sir.
Like, I'll be like, I hope everyone understands we have not won the gold medal since this event in 1980.
Yes, sir.
Guys,
yes, sir.
This is not good.
Anytime you want to pop in, you are welcome to come in. You are welcome to come in and talk. Anything, Miracle, gold medal, Olympics, whatever you want.
And then I will go, this game was on tape delay. No one saw it live. And your students will be like, what's a tape? That's what I imagine.
it's been very interesting. Teaching kind of what I call modern technology. Kids looking at things and just thinking they're archaic. You should see when I show them pictures of those television sets from the 1950s.
Dude, I didn't have a cell phone in high school or college. No cell phone.
I got my first phone when I was 18. It was a flip phone.
Super cool flip phone. I remember they were like, "Hey, we created something called text messaging." I'm like, "What's that?"
So nuts. I remember when we started texting the T9 typing system, and the kids have no idea what that's about.
But I can't even figure out now.
You know, I can barely keep up with Twitter as a high school coach, but then you throw in Snapchat and Instagram and TikTok and all the other stuff, and it's a changing world out there. That's for sure.
Okay, Coach, when you play Forrest Gump for the history class, I will then show up and be like, "All right, first off, how come Forrest did not play in the NFL if he was dominant at the University of Alabama?" I don't understand this. No one in the NFL wanted to draft him. And two, fellas, Jenny is a terrible girlfriend when you watch this movie. She is awful.
There's a lot of unanswered questions there. You know what I mean? Because obviously Forrest struggled, intellectually, but yeah. I doubt they would have let the Wonderlic test stop someone from drafting him.
With that speed
and ability to return. He could have been the Devin Hester of his generation.
That's right. Okay. Wait, do your high school kids even know who Devin Hester is? Or is that dated?
I will say this. They're a little bit more football savvy than you may think, because they play Madden and all that stuff. Even kids that don't play football, play Madden. And I've learned that if you can make great video game comparisons, they'll know, the good thing about Madden is they do some of those ultimate teams. They'll put the throwback players in there. So they are up to date on some of those names. Devin Hester from the U. It's hard to get Devin Hester in here.
Okay. Before I let you go, and I appreciate coming on, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you root for the Satellite Scorps. This is the number one thing.
Absolutely.
But who is your college football team, and who's your NFL team that you root for?
It's kind of hard to say because I played small college football 12 years ago. And Division III football, I grew up in Georgia, but I actively dislike the Georgia Bulldogs because I grew up around every obnoxious Georgia fan, that you can imagine. And so I would always get pulled for Alabama or Georgia Tech. And my brother actually just graduated this past Saturday from Georgia Tech. So Georgia Tech can be a hard team to root for sometimes, especially in football. Mm. And in terms of professional ball, since moving to Florida, I've adopted the Bucks as my favorite team. But growing up, I regretfully say in Georgia, I was a Falcons fan and a huge Michael Vick fan. I wore number 7 as a high school quarterback. So I feel as the Falcons will always be a part of my heart, even though it's been broken many times by the Falcons. Yeah. And I also had family that's from Green Bay, Wisconsin, that used to send me Packers paraphernalia every Christmas and birthday. So I have a little Packer love in my heart as well. But since moving to Florida, I've kind of adopted the Buccaneers. Me and my wife called a few Buccaneers games when we first moved down here a couple of years ago. And since we started having kids, it's hard to get off to an NFL game on Sunday.
Yeah.
But I do like the Bucks. My high school mascot was the Buccaneers, and we had the flag on our helmet, all that stuff. So I do like watching the Bucks.
Wait a minute, what's the Division III school you played at?
LaGrange College.
Where is that at?
So it's about an hour southwest of Atlanta, it's a town off of I-85 in Georgia.
Does that help you as a coach, where you can relate to players saying that, like, "Hey, I played football just like you"?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'll say good, bad, and ugly. I mean, everything, I do as a coach is rooted in experience from being a player, and I had the pleasure of a couple of weeks ago hosting a coach from the new staff at Warner University, whose new head coach, Diallo Burks, was one of my college coaches. I received some of the most spectacular butt chewings ever from Coach Burks, but also had some of the greatest, moments of just bonding with a coach from Coach Burks. And he only coached me in college for a year and a half. But, I was telling the coach to visit from Warner just how much, coaches like Coach Burks meant to me. And, you know, and the impact that that they had. And so, you know, being able to play college football, I actually went back to LaGrange as a coach a couple of years after I graduated college and worked with a whole different staff as a former college coach. And, you know, that was very impactful on everything I do now. And I think I'd be remiss if I didn't say, you know, talking a little bit about my staff here. And our defensive coordinator, Coach Dormany, is actually one of my former coaches and a person that I really, really look up to and one of my long-time mentors because, you know, my dad's on staff. He coaches linebackers for us. He was a successful head coach in Georgia for close to 20 years. And Coach Dormany was one of his long-time kind of right-hand man assistants. And then they both retired to this area, which is eventually what brought me to this area. And then I got on staff here. And, you know, so Coach Dormany is a guy that, you know, when I was in high school was my weight training coach and one of my coaches on the field. And, you know, I obviously grew up with my dad, you know, being a successful head coach and, you know, being my dad as well. And so, you know, I also worked with two guys here at Satellite that were very impactful on my coaching career as well.
That is awesome stuff. Coach Knox Robinson, thank you so much for coming on. Good luck on your spring games, and I hope I can get you on again sometime, all right?
Yes, sir. And before I get off, I just want to say one thing. You know, I do want to just give a huge thank you to our school administration, Mr. Pruitt, the principal, Coach Gaudy, the AD, our community supporters. We have an amazing touchdown club here at Satellite that make things happen. And the good people in our feeder program that are a tremendous help. Every chance I get, I want to thank the people that make this such an awesome place.
That is awesome. Coach, great shout out, and have a great day, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.